I'm Mimi Rosenberg with Ken Nash, and we're building bridges. O'Shea Sibley and the centralized role of racialized and gendered violence in the U.S. We say his name, O'Shea Sibley. O'Shea was a dancer and choreographer on a hot summer's Saturday night. Out with friends and filled with joy and music, O'Shea Sibley and his companions stopped to gas up as they filled up. O'Shea vogued to the music of Beyoncé. Confronted by racist and homophobic slurs and taunts for living, for existing, and proudly as queer and black, O'Shea was stabbed. The blade pierced his heart. His life stolen from him and his family, robbed of his intense creativity, and once again society confronted by the fragility of queer black life, shattered by carefully nurtured bias. O'Shea's murder follows a rise in violence and harassment against LGBTQ people, as politicians say, oh, get back. And spawn lies and propose policies filled with disinformation. And media repeats their false and dangerous rhetoric unchallenged, creating an incredibly hostile environment that endangers all LGBTQ people. We say his name, O'Shea Sibley, and take you to the LGBTQ Pride Center to attend a memorial for O'Shea. And then we march and vogue as resistance. We'll hear first from O'Shea's friends who were with him when his life was stolen, and then his family, and then from the family of mourners and protesters. Amidst the pain of loss most foul was the bright orange color, O'Shea's favorite of pride, and the slogan rebounded and blazed on protesters' T-shirts, voguing is resistance. Or while they say, get back, we'll continue to fight back in pride and express our identity, our love, as we choose to love and be whomever we wish.
Hi, everybody. My name is Joseph Davis. I supported and organized this with People to Azul, supposed people to O'Shea, to Azul Marijuana, O'Shea, Devon, O'Shea Brother, this whole world right here supported and putting this together. So this is a time for healing, right? This is a time to heal. We did lost a member of our community. So without further ado, I want to give the floor to Devon Washington.
Hello, everyone. So first off, this has to stop. They're hating the community outside of our community. Everyone's community just has to stop. This is my first time dealing with something like this, and it is very hard, especially to get up in front of everyone and speak my piece on this. I didn't know O'Shea for a long time, but the time that I did know O'Shea, this man is a beacon of light. I know that because I'm also a beacon of that same exact light. I'm all about spirit. I'm all about taking the time to focus on yourself and doing for you, and that's what O'Shea showed me in the time that I knew him. Being introduced to a new circle of friends that he was a part of, first joining that circle, you know, having the person that who also brought me in, who was Otis, into that family that we are now, that we were before this, now we will be during this and after. When O'Shea was around, I never felt like an outsider, on top of Otis as well. But when Otis wasn't in the room and I may feel a little alienated, O'Shea was always someone there to assure me that I'm a special person, that I should believe in myself, and that we are here for you, because we are not a fake group of people. I didn't know him for a long time, but this really hurts down to the core. And I just want everyone to know from the bottom of my heart that this man was a man who didn't look at anybody any other way besides the purity inside of their soul. Like, this is a man who was very spiritual, who was very loving. No matter who you were, he was always very caring, very loving, and very supportive. He did not deserve to go out the way that he did, and justice will be served.
Thank you, Devon. Next person speaking, we have Philip Wilson.
I just want to say hello, everyone. Thank you all for being here. It is just beautiful to see everybody here in support of O'Shea. I'm not the best with words. And when I tell you I've been through every single emotion I've ever felt in my entire life over the past week, it is just so hard to get in front of everyone today and even begin to explain the joy that we always felt when we were together. No matter where we went, I'm not a dancer, and I feel like these people just welcomed me and made me feel like I could dance better than anybody in any group, any room, anywhere. That is the type of energy and love that we all had when we were together. It was just so uplifting, so joyful, and O'Shea's light, he could smile and just light up any room, and I am truly heartbroken over this, and I don't feel like I'll ever be the same. But I still have so much love from every moment that we have spent together. And I just hope that we do get this justice. I know we're going to get this justice because he did not deserve anything that happened to him. And we are getting this justice. But again, just thank you all so much. So much light is all I hope for everyone in this room. Thank you.
Thank you, Philip. Next, we will have Azul, also known as Joshua Sanchez.
This is extremely hard for all of us involved. But it just like stays in the back of my mind, like, if this was a caught up video, would we get justice? Like, if we didn't make a cry out to the public, would this have gotten the justice? It would have got swept under the rug like the thousands of other trans people, non-binary people, and gay people in this country that go unaccounted for. It's not right. It's not right. We didn't uproot our lives to leave our families behind to come to New York City for stuff like this to happen to us. It's not fair. It's not fair. This is something that we're all going to have to live with for the rest of our lives. Yes. And in the back of my mind, I'm a drag queen. There's a lot of my sisters that can't travel to a lot of places because of the laws that's being passed in this country. It's not fair to this community. And we got to stick together all the way until the end of this shit being over. But we got to stick together until justice is served all the way, completely. Because we're not going to let this happen to another one of our brothers and sisters and non-binary folks in this community. This cannot continue to happen. It isn't fair. We're broken. This is the hardest thing. I'm used to being on a stage, but like not for stuff like this. And with that, I'm just going to pass the mic to my brother, because I just...
scared of a lot of things. But O'Shea was the brother that was the speaker, and I was the one that was in the back. I'm angry. I'm sad. I feel like I lost one of the biggest parts of me, because O'Shea and I, we took this journey together. To leave it to the doctor, just him and I, with a book bag and a suitcase, and we started from the bottom. And everyone, including multiple people out in the crowd, we've touched, we've reached, we've built family, we've joined the community, we showed what community is, we show what it's like to be unconditionally loved. And O'Shea sometimes pissed me off because he didn't want to eat beans or like mayo on his sandwich. We had an O'Shea in his sandwich. But that was the salt to my pepper, the peanut butter to my jelly. And it just hurts real bad. And I find myself constantly blaming myself. And I know I can't. Because I know O'Shea will want me to pick myself up and keep going. Because this... it's just the start, but this is not the end. This has been happening to our people. And there's no easy way to get around it. We finding ourselves face adversities, having to be put constantly down, and here we always pushing back to rise up. And that was O'Shea. O'Shea stood up for what he believed in. O'Shea stood up because O'Shea was a protector. And he protected and loved everybody. And it's really, really hard. Ooh, okay, stop shaking. Stop shaking, girl. I'm really, really sorry all you guys have lost. I can't imagine. I'm so, so sorry. And I really want to tell you that from the heart. And that's why we made sure that we are giving him the proper send out. From Philly to New York to the East Coast down to the West. And I'll say a little bit justice. Thank you. I would like to bring to the stage Desire and Destiny. If y'all want to go to the stage, thank you.
Hello, I appreciate everyone being here. I'm Destiny. This is my twin sister, Desire. We are O'Shea twin sisters, his younger sisters. It hurts me that my brother lost his life to standing up for who he was as a person and taking up for himself and his friends. He should not have been killed for standing up for who he was. He didn't do nothing wrong to nobody. He didn't hurt nobody. He didn't deserve that, and he will get justice.
I just want to say thank y'all for being here to support my brother, for loving my brother.
We love you, O'Shea.
I hate that I didn't have to speak about my brother in the past tense because he did not deserve this. He got killed for being comfortable and confident in who he was, and nobody deserves that. This has to end in this community as a whole. I'm here today because in O'Shea's life, he protested, he fought, he stood up for everybody in his community. And in his place today, because he can no longer be here, I'm going to continue to fight.
Let's just take a moment of silence really quickly for O'Shea. I know we've been sitting in silence for a minute before this started, but let's have this moment. Thank you. We love in the name of O'Shea. We dance in the name of O'Shea. We live in the name of O'Shea. hard about O'Shea is that he didn't give up. And that love stood first. That's what we do. So, give them a round of applause. I just want to say I love y'all. O'Shea loves y'all. We all love y'all. Keep O'Shea's legacy going. When I say one time, y'all say O'Shea. One time.
O'Shea.
One time.
O'Shea.
One time.
O'Shea.
One time.
O'Shea.
One time.
O'Shea.
We love you, O'Shea. That one's for you. We're going to do a march down to the pier, in which we're going to finish this night off. We're going to march, we're going to vogue, we're going to do what it is that O'Shea loved doing, that's dancing, right? And spreading light and joy into folks' heart. We're going to give everybody a balloon, we're going to give everybody a candle, you're going to meet us in front of the building, and we're going to march all the way down to the pier. We're going to have y'all go get the balloon first, the 110, and then everybody else, y'all want to follow after them, then y'all want to get some balloons, and y'all want to get us in front to get the candles. All right?
Excuse me, I'm with WBAI. I recorded you at the last march on Gay Pride. Do you have a moment? Your thoughts on this? Your thoughts.
Yeah, my thoughts. I would say, my name is Queen Jean. I'm a leader in our community, founder of Black Trans Liberation, and it is deeply upsetting and heartbreaking to see the ongoing violence that community folks are facing. And in particular, we're seeing that as this continues to rise, there is little accountability and little investment in our community, from the city, from the city officials, and the folks that are in power at this time. What happened at that gas station is so heinous that someone trying to leave a situation to de-escalate it ended up losing their life. That is a unfortunate reality that we have to survive. That's something that we have to reckon with, but we will not have O'Shea in our community. And there's no one to actually be held accountable. I am deeply saddened. We have to grow up with death as a part of our lives. You have to grow up with murder as part of our realities. I pray and I'm hoping that we can change that as a community.
Queen, who do you hold responsible? There is the actual alleged perpetrator, but obviously there's a climate, there's a community that is being nurtured in hate and discrimination. Your thoughts again on this?
That is a profound question. And to be honest, the reality is hatred is responsible, right? The families, are, you know, there's a very popular saying, right? Saying goes, we hate who the people we love tell us to hate. And I believe that that is a true sentiment for all of Americans and across this nation, where we're seeing a growing amount of injustice and discrimination against queer people, black trans femmes and women who are constantly on the receiving end of this violence. So who do you blame? I mean, you have to literally look around the entire spectrum, right? It starts at home. It starts at these facilities. It starts at our learning facilities, where we have a lot of these indoctrinations of hatred. That's where we would start to assign. But I don't want to just assign blame. I want to start to find a solution so we can all heal.
Queen, thank you for who you are, for the work you do, and for educating, agitating, and organizing.
Thank you. Appreciate you. I appreciate you. Thank you.
Hi, I'm with WBAI Radio. I'm wondering if you would mind expressing your concerns, your feelings, particularly since I noticed that you have a shirt that says Vogue as an Act of Resistance. Talk about that.
Well, first off, right, I want to say that O'Shea was murdered in cold blood. He was murdered doing what he loved, dancing, voguing, which is why I'm wearing the shirt that says Vogue is an Act of Resistance. I mean, historically as well, when we're looking at trans, especially black and queer queer trans folks, we've used Vogue and Ballroom as a space to be able to directly protest white supremacy and the hatred that has been spewed against us. That's all.
And you are?
Cleo Acevedo.
Do you want to amplify or just help punctuate what your comrade here has said?
I would say that voguing and active resistance also speaks directly to addressing policing, the over-policing of black and brown communities. It's destabilizing our communities as we're seeing today. O'Shea Unfortunate is another result of that. Again, Vogue, that it was established in 1968, was in direct result of us not having the resources that we needed in creating it ourselves. So this is just contingent on our spaces and how we're showing up for each other constantly, historically. We need more.
Thank you. Do you mind telling us who you are?
Me, Erica.
Thank you, Erica. Excuse me. I'm with WBAI Radio, and your shirt is intriguing, Vogue as an act of resistance. I wonder if you have some thoughts that you could offer to educate, agitate, and organize the communities are out there to understand and respond to the taking of a life of this beautiful spirit.
Does it matter that I'm not queer or part of the community?
Absolutely not.
Okay, because sometimes I feel like in this space, you should talk to people from the community out of respect. I mean, I don't mind saying a few words, but I just want to be respectful. You want my take on what happened?
Yeah. Anybody who's here, and clearly you're here because you care, and the question is why, and what we have to do to turn this act of misery into an act that uplifts and educates a broader community?
Well, I think you said it best, educate. We need more education around the fact that there are people that we're all different. We're all unique in that way. You know, some of us are born queer, some of us are born straight, trans, but that's not to say that they should be demonized for how they're born or who they are. I think we should be more loving and accepting of people from different communities and try to understand what they're going through and make life easier for them. You know, what happened to O'Shea Sibley should not have happened. I mean, dying at a gas station for simply dancing, for expressing himself, and because somebody else had an issue with the way he was dancing or the way he lived his life. I mean, who are we to play judge in situations like that?
And yet there's a society and a climate that is pouring out hatred, that is accentuating it. And
absolutely.
Do you feel that they, and can we name they, who have a responsibility for the kind of hatred that resulted in the taking of the life of O'Shea?
I really, truly believe that if you spew hate, anti-queer, anti-gay rhetoric, anti-black, brown rhetoric, you should be held accountable for what happened to people in these communities, because those words, and I say this all the time, those words translate into violence, and we saw that firsthand with what happened to O'Shea. Those words translated into violence against that man that ultimately took his life. It went from saying slurs to him ultimately losing his life. So even the language is dangerous. And I feel as a cisgender man, as a heterosexual man, when you hear people using language that discriminates other groups or nationalities of people or sexes, genders, you have to stop it right then and there, because that language turns into violence against that community.
Who's using that language, and who is it that we have to direct our attention to stopping?
Well, first of all, it's the media that's pushing this narrative that the queer community is trying to groom children and they're trying to take over and sexualize everyone. That's a false narrative. These people are trying to do nothing but live their lives and live their lives unapologetically and be accepted and loved, as they should. So they have to be held accountable. Also, people in our community, like I said, I hear it most of the time. People using language, even though they say it's joking, But you, even if it's a joke, you shouldn't joke when you use hate language, because it normalizes discrimination against those communities. So, you know, like even in my private life, in my personal life, I should say, I correct people in their language. Like it's not, it's a joke to you, but to somebody else, this is their life. They have to live. They have to live with that fear of what could happen to them, based on who they are.
And I can't help but notice that you have a tattoo of Che Guevara.
Yeah.
To what extent does that also inform your politics and philosophy?
Well, when I was young, I was very much I started to learn about through Malcolm X's readings and teachings, and through what Fidel did in Cuba with Ernesto Che, I started to adopt more of a socialist ideology, and Che became somewhat of a hero for me. So that's why I got the Che tattoo.
Do you mind telling us who you are?
My name is Stuart Mitchell.
Thank you for speaking with us, and thanks for being here.
Thank you.
I wonder if I can speak to both of you about what brings you here and what sentiments you'd like to convey about this terrifying, tragic event and what it means.
Yeah.
I'm sorry, who are you?
My name is Genevieve.
Sure.
What brings me here is, you know, O'Shane, obviously. But I have many friends like O'Shane, so that's why I come.
What do you mean you have many friends like O'Shane? What does that mean that brought you here?
People that are authentic, people that, you know, live life to the fullest.
And what do you think we need to tell a society that creates a climate where we can lose somebody who's authentic and tries to live his life, realize his potential, in this case, to the fullest?
Well, there's a lot to be said, but at the end of the day, it's only, you know, us here. You know, we all have to breathe oxygen. We all have to drink the same water. There's no point in fighting each other when there's other more pressing issues like global warming, like famine, like starvation, like this being a first world country, but a lot of states and capitals don't have clean water. But it's supposed to be a first world.
Well, I thank you for speaking to us. I thank you for being here and letting me. Okay, thank you. I wonder if I might speak to you. I'm with WBAI Radio. And I'm, first of all, I like your shirt. The queers are here. Do you mind talking to us about turning this into a moment of education for the broader communities? What is to be done about this climate of hate and bigotry that is being ginned up very specifically and deliberately for particular groups of people to assume power?
I think that we're past that. This is my fifth funeral this summer for one of my friends that has been killed. So I think that people can educate themselves. If you have a phone, if you have access to a library, you can educate yourself. I'm just in a state of constant and consistent rage because I'm tired of my friends dying and we're only in our 20s.
So who do we rage against? How do you turn that rage into pointed, objective activity?
I mean, you rage against the machine. You rage against...
So who is the machine?
The machine is this country. The machine is anyone who doesn't see us as people, because we obviously understand and see ourselves, so that's no issue there. It's just a matter of being seen, and I don't want to wait around for someone to see me. So it's just constant and consistent rage.
Thanks for speaking to us and giving vent to your rage. We need to, right?
Absolutely.
We need to rage against the machine. Do you mind telling us who you are?
Eves, Y-V-E-S.
Thank you, Eves.
Thank you, of course.
Hi. How can I not speak with you as well?
Hi.
So what's running through your mind, your head, your heart, your soul, as we're here in this terribly tragic moment?
Just praying for our community and praying for justice and fighting for the voiceless and just staying out there. And Vogue is a resistance, as a form of resistance, you know? It's a way of expression.
And what do we do about the policing apparatus? What do we do about the DeSantis? What do we do about the laws and the practices and policies that are...
We just gotta show up every day, keep on showing up, and don't give in. Don't give up, because we have resilience. We are resilient. We're perseverance, and we have overcome, and we will overcome again.
And you are?
Nicole Jones, La Perla, in the ballroom community.
Aha, thank you. And you're going to be doing some voguing down on the piers?
There's a ball tonight at the awards ball, the New York Awards Ball.
Ah, and will that be a tribute also to O'Shea?
Yes, O'Shea Sibley is a tribute tonight. Today and forevermore. Until we meet again.
Indeed, thank you.
To the sidewalk as much as possible.
What?
O'Shea!
And as we bring up the rear of the march, as we head to the piers, your concerns, I was going to say your thoughts, but more your concerns about the kind of climate that we are functioning in that could lead to the death of a bright, energized, loving, young spirit like O'Shea.
It breaks my heart. It breaks my heart that we still have to do this. It breaks my heart that our community doesn't have the luxury of just taking a night off, of supporting each other through tragedies, fighting for more rights, fighting for our community to be safe. It just breaks my heart.
And so what is to be done? There's the perpetual broken heart that so many people here have expressed that they have witnessed. Your thoughts on what we do to really create substantive, transformative change?
Anyone who's out there practicing any kind of advocacy or activism right now, every little bit helps. Every little bit makes a difference. So keep going. Keep doing what you're doing, and it is enough. And if you want to get involved, find your local organizations and volunteer and get involved and just get started. My name's Jade Runk. I'm an activist myself. I've recently founded an organization for trans visibility and education. It's called TQ Voices. I do a visibility event in Times Square every week.
What does that look like?
We stand in Times Square with a sign that says, meet a trans person, ask me anything. And we have conversations and we change hearts and minds one person at a time.
Well, fantastic. And how long has the organization been in existence?
Since maybe April.
The kind of responses that you get, particularly, are there young people that gravitate to working with the organization?
It grew very large, very fast. We have over 30 volunteers now, of all ages.
Fantastic. And your name?
Jade.
Thank you again, Jade.
Of course. That's a pleasure.
Well, the march now, at the conclusion of the rally, is headed to the piers. There will be the culmination of the rally memorial service for O'Shea by a voguing. We are now on the rally at the LGBTQ Community Center. Has now concluded, and people are marching down to the piers to do what a lot of people's shirts here say, which is Vogue is an act of resistance. I'm Mimi Rosenberg, reporting from Greenwich Village, the LGBTQ Center, and as we march to Vogue in Resistance for the memory, and so that another life will never be taken as was the life, the spirit, the energy, the potential that the community was robbed of by taking the life of O'Shea Sibley.